To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back to the show. This portion of our national program is sponsored by ReliefFactor.com. You know, with the new year here, what if we get you out of pain? We all suffer from aches, pains, or inflammation from time to time, some of us more seriously, others a bit so. We like Relief Factor because its 100% natural, research-based formula was created to help combat the root causes of inflammation, the body's natural inflammatory response function that can cause aches and pains from exercise, overexertion, aging, and just everyday living. This is an email. Listen to it. It's from Catherine, who listens to us in Pennsylvania, and she wrote, "Hello, Robert, Mary, and Rudy. I started listening about 3 years ago when I was stationed in South Carolina. I've stayed with you ever since. My house is filled with so many products you sell, but my favorite's got to be Relief Factor. My shoulder aches and pains are ruining my life. I repeatedly heard your praise, and because I respect you all, I decided to try it myself. Holy mackerel! Relief Factor has decreased my pain drastically without any side effects or issues. I love it, and I'm so grateful to you all." Well, thanks for your note, Catherine. That's helpful. You know, we've been talking about this outstanding product for several years now. So stop popping those harmful over-the-counter painkillers because for less than you'd spend on a cup of daily coffee, you can now try a three-week supply for only $19.95. Visit ReliefFactor.com for more information, or as always, you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. Maybe, like me and some people I know, you've thought about retiring or living abroad. Well, we have an expert on this segment. His name is Tim Leffel. He's a writer and author, and he has written a book that he's just updated for his second edition. It's called A Better Life, and the subtitle is How to Thrive on Less Money in the Cheapest Places to Live. And I have reviewed this book. You can get it online. It is fairly authoritative. It covers specific countries from Albania to Vietnam. And when I say specific countries, let me list them real fast. Argentina, Bulgaria, Cambodia, Colombia, Ecuador, Georgia, Guatemala, Honduras, Hungary, India, Malaysia, Mexico, Nicaragua, Panama, Peru, the Philippines, Portugal, and Vietnam. And Tim gives the pros and cons of each destination. He addresses issues like, can you work abroad? What resistance you'll face? How safe is the country? Tim, welcome to the show. It's nice to have you here.
Thanks for having me on again, Rudy.
This is a pretty authoritative and exhaustive list.
Well, I tried to cover all the bases, and one silver lining of this pandemic is it was easy to get hold of people and interview them. So I talked to expats living in all these places.
That's a great source of information. I picked a country at random because I happen to be familiar and a fan of the country of Georgia. And one of the factoids I picked out of this book was you can survive or you can live well, not just survive, you can live well on about $1,700 a month, and it would cost you that $6,300 a month in Seattle for a comparative lifestyle. Your spending ability, in short, will quadruple if you live in Georgia. And it's not hard to do, is it?
No, and all these countries I tried to feature places where you could easily live for half price of where you are now in the U.S. or U.K. or Canada. And Georgia is certainly a prime example. A lot of people I know there are actual personal friends, and they're living on, you know, that much or less. They're paying $400 to $700 a month for an apartment, which they're happy with. It's a nice place. So, the one big advantage of that country is you can stay for a year on a tourist visa. So if you want to go kick back somewhere different for a while, they make it pretty easy.
Well, that's the kind of information you'll find in A Better Life. Do you have a few, two or three or four other countries that in your research were enticing to you?
Well, I actually live in Mexico, so I guess that would be at the top of my list. And one advantage of Mexico is it's close and easy. Flights are cheap. You know, it's not hard to get back and forth. And right now, you don't have to even have a COVID test to arrive, which is good or bad.
Where are you in Mexico, Tim?
I live in a city called Guanajuato that's right in the center of the country, and it's about 6,500 feet, so the weather's really nice all year, not too hot, not too cold. And for some people, that's ideal. Other people want to be on the beach, maybe. So there's lots of options in Central America and Mexico and South America. And for Americans, they tend to favor Latin America just because you can kind of stay in the same time zone and not be too far off. But obviously, there's great options all over Europe and Asia as well.
So give me a couple more that you look very favorably upon.
So I would say just some of the more popular places in Latin America are Ecuador and Panama, because they are both quite easy to get residency for, and they have a low income requirement. If you're, you know, trying to live well in retirement, even on Social Security, you could probably get by fairly comfortably in those places. Portugal is quite popular in Europe, and it's gotten more popular the past few years, especially as the Brits facing Brexit have looked for a sunny place to escape to. But that's a good place to go for sort of the Western Europe life without the prices you see in France or Italy or UK.
I noticed you didn't include, just very briefly, Thailand in your list. Why is that?
No, it is in there. It's a little tougher visa-wise, but it is a popular place, especially for digital nomads. But it's kind of tough to live there long-term if you're not retired. If you are retired, they have a program in place where you have to put some savings into a Thai bank, so they don't make it super easy. But if you can meet that requirement, then you can get a long-term residency visa there.
Tim Leffel's my guest. Check him out at Tim Leffel, L-E-F-F-E-L. That's where you can buy his book, A Better Life. And he also writes a blog called CheapestDestinationsBlog.com about bargain travel and living abroad. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me on, Randy.
And we'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.